Budowski is in the house. He is here at the ECUC conference here in San Diego. How are you, Bob?
I'm doing great.
Good. Welcome to the show. How's the show going? I mean, we're kind of midway through, maybe a little bit, almost halfway.
We're at the end of the first day, and it's been a very good first day. And, of course, the weather got better.
It did. The sun came out.
Right. But we are stuck inside. So it's sort of tempting between do you go outside or do you try to stay inside and learn something? And so far, what has been presented has been valuable enough that I could basically not be tempted to go outside.
Okay. Well, what are some of the things that you are learning here? Are there a couple of things that you're looking for in particular?
Well, basically, when you're a board of director, you know, one of the responsibilities of being a board of director of a credit union is to make sure that you are up to date in terms of, you know, services and products that can help your membership. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so the idea of services, you know, how can you help your your members? So there was a session early this morning about how do you basically what does a good leader do, and mm-hmm. basically forming a team to help to help provide service mm-hmm. to help fulfill your organization's mission. Mm-hmm. And I thought that what the speaker provided was some pretty good stuff. Okay. And then this afternoon, it was a little scarier. It was about how you have to be cautious using social media, especially employees and others, because it looks like there's a lot of free source material out there that can help people steal your identity and your organization's mm-hmm. identity. Mm-hmm. And so you have to be cautious there. So as a board of director, I know that we get reports every month on different IT tests and on different kind of security mm-hmm. things that we are doing to protect our institution.
Yeah, it's a big issue right now.
But I made some notes, and so I'll go home and I'll ask a few more questions that might make me look smarter than what I really am.
Yeah, there's some really eye-opening stuff here, especially that session that you just talked about. I was like, I'm going back to handwritten letters, I'm not
right.
I'm messing around.
I mean, basically, it's if you're gonna be on any kind of social media, really don't put anything out there mm-hmm. when you get right down to it.
And it's a little scary. And especially financial stuff.
Right. Or while just signing up. I mean, I was stunned when he said that one open source that I wrote down. The thing that for $9 a month you can get somebody's usernames and email addresses and maybe their resident address things like that. I'm going, holy mackerel, So anyways, it was pretty interesting.
Wow. So is there anything else here that you want to take back to your credit? When you're coming here, when you're looking at your schedule for the year and go, oh, hey, there's the ECUC conference coming up in San Diego in February, what's your aim when you come here? What's your goal? What do you want to achieve here? What do you want to take back?
Well, there's a couple things. One is, one of the valuable things about this conference is just being able to network with other credit unions that have an educational mm-hmm. membership focus.
Yep.
Okay, that's one thing. So just being able to meet with people and to see if they have followed through on some of the ideas that might have happened last year mm-hmm. and all is very helpful. The whole topic of financial literacy for members, okay? Now, we are, quote, an educational-focused credit union, mm-hmm. And so you would think that I believe that one of the main things is that we owe it to our members to offer financial literacy.
Exactly.
Okay, and to be and so there are some really good ideas around financial literacy. Mm-hmm. Part of our field of membership is not only public school membership and public school employee membership, but we also have students from the University of Louisville, and that's over 20,000 students. And so just how do you offer services? So this is our opportunity, this is my opportunity to like interact with other credit unions that basically have a focus on college students as like members. Yep. So how do you get them interested? And of course, you know, like with any credit union, you have these different ages, okay? So I'm a baby boomer, so basically, you know, I do things in a certain way, and then you have your, I don't know, Generation X people, and they do things.
That's me.
And then you have these millennials, and I'm not sure what the college students are called now, okay?
It might be Gen Z or something like that, but jury's still out.
But they really approach business kind of things way differently than how I approached it when I was 20, 21, 22, 23, okay? So it's very important to talk to people that are serving that group to see what they're doing. And I know that there's a couple sessions here that have that kind of conversation going on, and I want to attend that. So there are things here that are going to make me a little more knowledgeable as a director. Mm-hmm. You know, the whole thing about succession planning, I'm proud of our like credit union in that we have recruited and we have them here. We have three board of directors that are really age 40 and younger here.
And, that's great.
You know, I wish the speaker this morning, I said to somebody, I wish the speaker would have said, hey, if you're 40 years old please stand, and then how many of you are board of directors and how many of you are staff, okay? And I believe that most of the younger people here are staff and not boarded, but I'm proud of the fact that we have one third of our board as young people, and because I do believe that succession planning, and we do have sort of a plan, even though we did find, I talked to our CEO, and there was somebody shared a method on how to identify younger people in your database to help get them involved as volunteers. Mm-hmm. So I just, you know, so it's just very good, you know, like the networking and the sharing is really helpful, and the speakers are all top notch.
Yep, great. That's a fantastic message to end on. Yeah. Bob, thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Well done.